the Hour of St. Francis. This is a story of simplicity. It shines with that clear quality of utter trust in God, which is childlike without being childish. This is the story of Brother Juniper, friend of St. Francis, beloved especially for his complete simplicity. He was a man of only two ideas: that God wanted Juniper to love him with his whole heart and soul, and then to love every man for the love of God. With what heroism he suffered the misunderstanding of the prudent and worldly wise, you will learn in a little while. Once upon a Christmas time, Brother Juniper was living in the house of the friars minor at Assisi. Now there was in this friary a right noble altar, which for the great feast of Christmas, the brother sacristan had decorated and adorned. Hanging from the cloth, a fringe of gold, and on the fringe, a row of little silver bells. Now these bells were of great price, and gave, when the wind touched them, a sweet and curious melody. It was before this noble altar that of a morning Brother Juniper stood, deep in holy meditation, when he was approached by the worthy Brother Sacristan.
Well, Brother Juniper, how do you like my decorations?
Never have I laid eyes on such an altar. Why, you can even hear the decoration.
There's none like it in all Assisi. The Duchess herself gave us that fringe of gold and those silver bells. Oh, what a trouble they were to arrange, with nobody but myself able to do it correctly. I had no time for even a mouthful of food. Brother Juniper, will you keep watch here for me while I go take a little bread? I dare not leave this treasure for fear of thieves.
I shall conduct a meditation on serving the Lord cheerfully to the tune of your bells, brother. Go, and eat with a glad heart. It is good cabbage salad again today.
So, the brother sacristan took his leave with hasty feet and an empty stomach. Brother Juniper busied himself with many long and holy thoughts, although he had much ado to keep from being distracted by the music of the many silver bells. As he stood thus, a poor woman approached him.
Good brother, alms, I beg of you, alms, for the love of God.
For the love of God? I would give you everything I have, only I have nothing but this habit, which has more patches in it than your own cloak.
If you could give me only a penny, brother, to buy a little food.
There is not so much as one coin in our house, praise be to God.
Something I can sell, then. I have two small children at home who are dying of hunger. For the love of God, brother, anything at all.
Since Brother Sacristan has already gone to dinner, there'll not even be a mouthful of cabbage salad left. Ah, but wait a little. I'll get you something.
Oh, not off the holy altar, brother.
The altar indeed is holy, but not these bells. Most surely it'll be more pleasing to our most holy Lord and his blessed mother that we should give alms to the poor than that this altar should be hung with these noisy bells. Our Lord doesn't need them. And what a sound they will make if Father General brushes against them at Mass tomorrow. Besides, poor Brother Sacristan has not been able to eat for worrying about them. Here, take them, fringe and all, for the love of God.
After which, Brother Juniper returned to his meditation with much peace and greater devotion, now that he had not the curious bells to distract him. But Brother Sacristan, when he had taken no more than a mouthful of cabbage salad, speedily found himself ill at ease by reason of the mournful conversation of Brother Cook.
Brother Sacristan, you would eat with less appetite if you'd lived longer in the house with our Brother Juniper. I would not leave him alone in the kitchen with so much as a wooden spoon.
Oh, nay, I told him of how much value were the silver bells and the fringe. He promised me to guard them well. You don't think he will do anything imprudent, do you?
You have never seen him returning to the house without his cowl and with only one sleeve left of his habit, from giving a piece of it to every poor wretch who shivered past him on the road. He would try to give away the very altar itself and a piece of the walls, if it were asked of him, for the love of God.
Save a little salad for me, brother. I will be back in a space. Brother Juniper.
Here I am, Brother Sacristan, watching the altar as you told me.
That is good. I had a doubt that... By all the saints.
By that great old brother. Oh, do you suffer from the salad? They were the leaves of yesterday's picking.
My fringe. My silver bells.
Do not be distressed for your fringe and bells, Brother Sacristan, for I've given them to a poor woman that had great need of them. And here they were no use at all, save only for vain worldly pomp.
What woman did you give them to? Where is she? Where does she live?
Oh, all my bells. Indeed, brother, there was no cause to ask questions of the poor woman. Anyone with eyes in his head could see that she was in sore need.
My whole altar, ruined. The Father General will hear about this, Brother Juniper.
What need to tell him, brother? He can see for himself that the bells are gone.
And so, Father General, I ask for justice against that Brother Juniper. He gave my silver bells away. Oh, why did I ever listen when he promised me to watch?
Be comforted a little, Brother Sacristan. I will correct Brother Juniper well for this fault before the whole community. I don't think it will do any good. But we must think of the example he is setting the younger friars. One juniper in the house is quite enough. Brother Juniper, your actions this morning are a scandal and a disgrace to this whole community. You are no better than a common thief.
Yes, you are right. I am worse than any robber.
In the first place, the bells were not yours to give away.
Yes, Father General. Why, I do not own so much as the clothes on my back.
In the second place, you dared to strip them from the holy altar of God.
And right glad I was to see them there, knowing there was nothing in the house at all worth giving away.
Be silent and listen to me. You're a simpleton. You're an idiot. You are taken in by the smooth tongue of every beggar in Assisi. Brother Sacristan worked for many long days to prepare the holy altar. And you have spoiled it all. And furthermore... And in the 10th place, you broke your promise to Brother Sacristan that you would guard the holy altar most carefully. You're not to be trusted. Brother Juniper, I don't know what we're going to do. And furthermore, you have made this community the laughing stock of Assisi.
Have you noticed how hoarse our poor Father General
is getting? What will people say?
I've never seen him so angry.
When they come to our church.
Right. I am nothing but a thief and a simpleton. You can't fool our Father General. He is the only one who really knows what I am.
I have no idea.
It's good to hear the truth about myself.
Only
I wish he would not strain his poor throat.
Brother Juniper, you are not even listening to what I'm saying.
No, I wasn't, Father General. I was talking to Brother Cook, and I missed a few words. Would you do me the kindness to call me those names again?
You are also inattentive in your disrespect. And finally...
Oh, I'm glad he's really
finally
finished. Poor Father General. He's quite lost his voice.
Finally. You're so stupid that there's no use talking to you at all. Anyone else would be ashamed to lift his head. No, but all you do is smile.
He's right. I have no sense at all. Oh, how well our Father General knows me.
Get you gone into town for the rest of the day, so that we shall at least be sure of having an altar to say mass at in the morning.
Brother Juniper, why are you prowling around my kitchen at this hour of the night?
Brother Cook, may I have a bowl of goodly size and a spoon?
What? Would you do your own cooking? Has the fare of the Friars Minor become too rough for your taste?
Oh, no, brother. But I can't do penance at table anymore. Oh. We always have cabbage, and I like cabbage.
What are you going to do with that flour and butter?
Father General, in his kindness, bade me go to town. And while I was there, mindful of how fluently he spoke this morning, I begged this fine flour and good butter to make him a pottage for the easing of his throat. Why, he was as hoarse as any frog.
But why must the pottage be made of flour and butter?
Well, the flour is to keep the butter from sliding down the throat before it can ease the soreness. It needs more butter. Still too stiff, this flour.
Here, let me have a taste. I would rather have two sore throats.
Well, there's a little too much butter in it now.
Well, I'm going to bed. It's near to midnight. Can't you wait until morning to make your pottage?
Oh, no. I must give it to Father General tonight. Or how will he have any voice to scold me when I do something wrong tomorrow? Father General. Father General.
What is it?
It is only Brother Juniper, Father General.
What are you doing out in the hall at this time of the night with a bowl and a candle?
My father, today when you were scolding me for my fault, I noticed that your voice was growing hoarse.
I thought of a remedy for your great fatigue of the chest. Wherefore, I've made for you this pottage of flour and butter. I pray you eat it for the easing of your chest and throat.
What do you mean by waking me up in the middle of the night with your silly pottage?
See, Father, it is good pottage, made especially for you with fine flour and good butter.
Take your pottage and get out of here.
Oh, it is not my pottage, Father General. It is yours. You have the sore throat. Please, do not make any more fuss, but eat it. It will do you good.
Brother Juniper, will you get out of here and leave me in peace?
May the peace of God always be with you, Father General. But now, just a taste of this pottage, I pray.
Get out, you scoundrel! You rascal!
Well, Father General, since you won't eat this pottage, which has been made for you, do at least this favor for me. Hold the candle for me, and I'll eat it.
Oh, Brother Juniper, whatever am I going to do with you? You're too pious and simple for even a brother minor.
Do not scold me any more until tomorrow after church, Father General. You'll have no voice at all for singing holy mass.
Come in, Brother Juniper, and sit down. Put your pottage on the table.
Yes, Father.
Since you will have it so, let us eat it, you and I together.
My throat isn't sore, but it still tastes good.
Mm. Yeah, it is most excellent pottage. The sweeter for the charity that has gone into the making of it. Brother Juniper, I humbly beg your pardon for my harshness to you this morning in the matter of Brother Sacristan's bells.
How can I pardon you for telling the truth, Father General? I am indeed wicked and foolish. When our Father Francis was yet alive, he used to tell all the brothers, we must forgive Brother Juniper. He means well, but charity has made him a fool in your eyes. How I miss our little father. I can't seem to do anything right now that he's gone to heaven.
Brother Juniper, it is not you, but we others who have become the foolish ones. Would to God that we had less of prudence and of wisdom, and more of holy charity.
So runs the old true story of Brother Juniper, whose simplicity was rooted in humility. What made him a saint was his charity, blessed charity, which covers a multitude of sins and a mountain of folly. This quarter hour has been brought to you by the Third Order of St. Francis. The Third Order is a living society of men and women in the world who in their businesses and professions and in their ordinary family lives nevertheless dedicate themselves to the ideals of St. Francis. And who with St. Francis pray, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Amen.